Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen once again to another portion from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and just be with us in these services. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And of course, you're welcome to come to this service. Then tonight, we have our prayer service beginning at 4 o'clock, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So these are our regularly scheduled services, and you're welcome to come and bring your Bibles, your family, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you can find out what God's Word says to you, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We welcome you to come. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station or the things that Independence Baptist Church believes, you're welcome to address me with any and all of those questions. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have questions also concerning the things that we believe, you can check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, one word, and you'll find many things there concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and verse 30, and speak on the subject, those that come. Listen to what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The subject this morning is those that come. We know this, that according to what Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, that people must first come to Christ before they can get any rest. The fact is, you see, is that Christ will not force you to come. He will leave that choice with you. Jesus oftentimes urges people to come unto Him. This morning, I'd like to look at some comes of the Bible, just some times in the Bible when the Bible says, come unto Christ that you might find rest. Isaiah 45 and verse 22, the Bible said, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 through 3, records this, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. So Jesus Christ, here in Isaiah 45 and in Isaiah chapter 55, is urging people to come unto Him. But notice who it is that comes. Isaiah 55, verse 1 says again, ho, everyone that thirsteth. In other words, if a person does not thirst for the things of God, they will not come. Until a person really thirsts for the things of God, they will not come. As long as a person is satisfied with what they have, they will not come to Jesus Christ. And yet the call goes out from God Almighty, come to the waters, come and receive salvation, come and find rest for your souls. The world today is in much turmoil, but many will not come because they'd rather stay in their misery than to yield themselves to what God desires of them. Notice in John chapter 7, verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, Let him come unto me and drink. Wow, what a cry this is that goes forth from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he says, come. Look in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, the last invitation in the Bible. The scripture says there, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. How true it is that people must come to Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of calamities, troubles, and trials in this world, and yet many people will stay in their troubles. They'll stay in their trials. They'll stay in their tribulations instead of coming to Jesus Christ and receiving help. His help, I might add. Look in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 2. The Bible here says, and behold, there came a leper unto him and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. Here this leper had to come to Jesus Christ. Notice, there was a great multitude around Jesus at the time. This recorded in Matthew 8 verse 1. And yet this leper, instead of going the other way, away from the multitude, this leper came to the multitude where Jesus was and said, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. Here is a man who desired the cleansing of God, therefore he came. The truth is, you see, is that those people that want to have their own works, their own way, they are very content to say, Jesus won't help me, or Jesus can't help me, or this or that. But the fact is that anybody that wants to come to Jesus can come, and they will find rest for their souls. They're going to find help in their troubles and trials. Notice in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Here is a man who has a servant. He's a soldier, a centurion. He's over 100 soldiers. And here this man is concerned about his sick servant. And so he comes to Jesus Christ asking for help. And Jesus is well able to give it. That's why the man comes. Because he knows there's help in no other place rather than in Jesus Christ. My, today people are seeking help in all kinds of things, but few people will come unto Jesus Christ. The book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16 says this, and when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. I want you to know this, folks, that it was they, whoever they are, that brought unto Jesus many that were possessed with devils, and Jesus Christ healed them all. But I want you to see that if they had not come to Jesus, they would not have been healed. This is the situation that we find today in many lives, in many people that are in trouble, and they want to get out of trouble, and yet they will not come to Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people that say, I don't like my life. I don't like the drugs I'm involved in. I don't like the alcohol. I don't like the divorce. I don't like the way my children are living. I don't like this premarital sex. I don't like this immorality. I don't like all of this. And yet they will not come to Jesus Christ that they might find rest for their souls and for their lives and for their families. They instead will check out every other kind of supposed help there is, but they will not come to Jesus. Are you in that situation today? Can you come to Jesus Christ? Can you come and you can find rest and peace for your soul? Look in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 29. The Bible said, when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Here are two blind men. How can they follow Jesus? They're blind. They cannot see where he's going. They cannot even see where they are going. How are they following Jesus? Well, the Bible said they did. Why? How could they do that? It is because they were intent upon finding the relief that only God could give them. These blind men knew that no doctor could ever make them well. These blind men knew that nothing they could ever do would ever make them well to receive their sight. And so they followed Jesus Christ. They did the impossible. But God gave them grace. And they followed Jesus Christ. And they cried and they said, "Thou Son of David, have mercy upon them." Did they get what they wanted? You bet they did. Because Jesus Christ touched their eyes and he said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And so this is these blind men coming to Jesus Christ, and they received the gift of sight because they came and because they asked. Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 through verse 30 gives the record of a great multitude that was following Jesus. And behold, the Bible said there in verse 30, two blind men were sitting by the wayside. And when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." They knew that only Jesus could give them their sight. Let me ask you the question this morning, who can help you? If you're lost, who can save you? Can you save yourself by your own works? Are you trusting in something that you have done or going to do or am doing? Are you trusting in anything except Jesus Christ? Listen, the fact is, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The fact is, if you're looking to anything, anybody, to save your soul except Jesus Christ, you're not going to make it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Let me ask you, you have troubles in your life? Then who are you seeking for a solution? Are you seeking the so-called philosophers of this world? Are you seeking Jesus Christ? I have an uncle who's now passed away. This uncle of mine, his name is Crawford, and he was an alcoholic and could not get over the alcohol at all. And he went to AA many times. But he told me, he said, "AA is a good program, but it won't work without Jesus Christ." And that's the fact of it. There's a lot of good things in this world, but listen, nothing will work unless Jesus Christ is in it. And that's so for you, and that's so for me. But who is it that can come? Now listen what the text says. Listen to what the text says. Who can come to Jesus Christ? Listen, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Who can come? All. Are you among the all? Then you can come to Jesus Christ. You can bring him your troubles and your trials and your tribulations. But let me ask you, how can you come? How is it that we can come? I know that the scriptures that I read this morning are talking about in the New Testament how that these people physically came to Jesus Christ because Jesus was physically upon this earth. And they could physically come before Jesus Christ, see him with their eyes, and speak to him with their mouth. But how is it today that you and I can come to Jesus Christ? For Jesus is in the heavens, is he not? And he is. But let me tell you, Jesus is everywhere. Jesus hears and knows and sees everything that goes on in this world. What we do today to approach Jesus is the same thing the folks in the New Testament did. We do exactly the same thing. We come to Jesus and we talk to Jesus and we tell him our problems and we tell him what we need, and Jesus will supply for us. How do we come to Jesus? We pray to him. You forsake all. You pray. You ask God. You come before his throne. He is the Lord, the King over all. And you come to him, and Jesus Christ can save you. Jesus Christ can help you. But if you don't come to Jesus, you will not find the rest that he offers. You will not find the peace that he can give. Instead, you'll find the troubles that this world continually offers. We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We invite you to come to Jesus. And we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. That's 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Thank you for listening.